Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
According to Pfizer's very limited human trials, 87% of pregnant mothers lost their babies after receiving the shot. And for those who survived the deadly shot and are able to reproduce, their offspring's DNA is now forever mutated. There is now irrefutable proof that the mRNA vaccines are a deadly toxin. Aside from the relentless, debilitating spike protein that's keeping everyone who has been jabbed sick, the vaccines contain metals. Metals that have been observed to self-assemble outside of the body. And most disturbingly, metals that assemble inside of the body. Studies show that these metals are found in the blood of 94% of those who have received a COVID vaccine. And these mysterious conglomerates of metal make their final appearance in the dead. All over the world, coroners are now finding that the arteries of the vaccinated have been clogged with mysterious growths, non-organic masses made up of conductive metals such as aluminum, sodium, and tin. This is what's most likely causing all the organ failure and heart attacks. Heart attacks in our children.
2 days ago, I flew out my first 10-year-old with a heart attack, and I had to fight the doctor in the ER because he's like, 10-year-olds don't have heart attacks. And I argued back and forth for 30 minutes to force his hand to get an EKG to find out that he had almost a complete STEMI, which is ST elevated myocardial infarction, for which you could see it lit up on the 12-lead EKG. And he's like, well, that's not possible. And I'm like, well, he was just vaccinated yesterday. It is very much possible. At any given time, people are getting a hold of me and the nurse advocates at American Frontline Nurses to help advocate, because as you've seen, there is victim shaming that, it's anxiety, oh, it's this. But in actuality, if they put down that it was a vaccine injury, the physician, the corporation, the hospital, the clinic, they actually won't get reimbursed, so it gets labeled as anxiety.
According to the whistleblowers, the doctors are lying about the vaccine deaths to make a few thousand bucks. Is that why Trump has been pushing the deadly shots, killing our own children for a measly $1 million? Now that the truth about the deadly COVID vaccines is finally starting to break free, the mainstream media is shifting their narrative and blaming it all on President Trump. And they've already laid the groundwork back in 2016. When the herd was told to believe that Trump is literally Hitler.
We should look at Adolf Hitler in 1929. He was a kind of a funny kind of character that said the things that people were thinking. Where Donald Trump takes it, I have absolutely no idea. But Donald Trump is a dangerous man with the things that he has been saying.
You might argue that Trump is innocent, but he doesn't. He brags of all the lives he has saved. And the herd will believe what they are told to believe.
It shows you how unpainful that vaccine shot is. So everybody go get your shot.
It works incredibly well, 95%, maybe even more than that. It works incredibly well. It's a great vaccine. It's a safe vaccine. And it's something that works.
I recommend you take it, but I also believe in your freedoms 100%.
When you have the vaccine, people that do, and it's a very small number relatively, but people that do get it get better much quicker. That's a very important thing to know. They don't get nearly as sick, and they get better. Lindsey Graham's an example. He said, if I didn't have this vaccine,
yes,
I would have died.
And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. You got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine.
The vaccines do work, and they are effective. I saved millions and millions of lives throughout the world. We could have had another Spanish flu. We could have had, you know, in 1917, close to 100 million people died, they say. But it was really bad. And now other countries are using our vaccines and, you know, tremendous. They're tremendously successful.
You're playing right into their hands when you sort of like, oh, the vaccine. If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't be forced to take it. No mandates. But take credit because we saved tens of millions of lives. Take credit. Don't let them take that away from you.
Okay, so the president made news.
Do you agree with that? Right?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. It is Sunday, the 28th of August, and Alex has graciously asked me to host today's broadcast. I'm Maria Z from ZMedia.com. A couple of weeks ago, I was on the Alex Jones Show talking about the testing ground of Australia. We are the beta test for the New World Order, and that is evidenced through everything that we went through. But I've also got evidence for you today of what they call the Melbourne experiment. We're going to be breaking down the smart city agenda, how Australia is being used as the model for the world, the blueprint that they're using for everyone else, including the districts where they've got district borders. We'll get into the organizations responsible for this, some of the legislation that has already been passed to put this in to action. And then we'll go through some of the news that's traveling at the moment, along with some analysis and how this all relates to the global takeover that we are all being subjected to right now. In hour two, we're going to take some calls. We're going to open up the phone lines and we will provide the number for that a little bit later. But I guess what I really want people to understand is the key that made the Australia the successful testing ground of their plans was the compliance of our nation. See, we've never really had to fight against our government. And I'm not calling for civil unrest here. I'm talking about really stand up against tyranny in our country. We've had it easy here in Australia. And because of that, it's just given them an easy ride to take over our will, to take over our entire country. And this is why it is so crucial for people to continue to stand against this. You saw the unbelievable footage coming out of Australia over the past 2 years of people being tackled to the streets. We had pregnant women being tackled. We had police shooting at protesters. It was absolutely unbelievable what we faced. And so what a lot of people might not be aware of is the fact that we've actually got documents called the Melbourne experiment. If you recall, Melbourne endured some of the worst lockdowns, if not the worst, in the whole world during that time. In fact, six lockdowns, more than 260 days in total. And they've used this as a model. They've literally, within this document, they speak about how this was a living lab for the whole world. They've done surveys to assess human response to these lockdowns. And this is also referenced in this document. So, when you analyze this entire thing, and we're not going to go through the whole thing today, but there's some key language that I want people to understand. But when you analyze this, it's like they wanted an outcome from this analysis. It's literally reverse engineering the desired outcome. It's produced by the Monash University, one of Australia's most prestigious universities. It just so happens to be the university that's partnering up with Moderna to produce 100 million doses of mRNA injections per year. Why would we need 100 million doses per year? Well, you know, the same reason that we have Vaxxas in Queensland producing 300 million doses a year. What does Australia, a population of around about 26 million people, need 400 million doses of injections per year? Well, it's because this is going to be an ongoing cycle of injections. And what they've done with this Melbourne experiment, six lockdowns over 260 days, is lab test the Australian people, like lab rats, to see how far they could push them. And unfortunately, in Australia, they were quite successful, again, because we have our she'll be right attitude. And I want people all over the world to never have that attitude again, because you saw what they were able to achieve here in Australia. In this particular analysis, there's a section called environmental impacts. They talk about encouraging behaviors that were found to reduce heat levels and air pollution during COVID-19. And this could, of course, include working from home, fewer private vehicles on the roads, so on and so forth. And throughout this document, it's littered with climate change agenda language. And if you recall, during the lockdowns, they didn't even wait one moment to start promoting climate lockdowns. We saw images, side-by-side images of different cities with smog in one picture and clear skies in the other. And we know that these images were doctored. Later on it was found out through various people on social media who spend the time to investigate these things that these pictures were actually doctored, and it wasn't really the case that all the smog was lifting, but they were prepping you, the whole world, for climate lockdowns already in the middle of lockdowns, in the middle of all of humanity having their jobs impacted, their livelihood, the ability to feed their families. Every single thing that they did was a conditioning tool. They go on to talk about building back better, of course, the favorite slogan of these psychopaths, and the green recovery. Of course, the green recovery because of human-induced climate change, they say. We know that the whole CO2 narrative, there's so much coming out now that is all a farce. It's unbelievable. They're talking about Mother Earth. We even heard Pelosi recently talking about the mother. This is literally their new religion. Just the same way that they used the vaccines to talk about how they're going to save, that they pull all of humanity into this task of saving the world. How much more effective is this Saving Mother Earth campaign going to be when they say that, it's not just COVID now, it's not just saving the existing people on the planet. We've got to save the future generations. We've got to save the planet for all of the people that are coming, over the next 100 years. And how selfish are you if you go outside and breathe? This is literally what they're saying to you. They go on and they've actually had a look here within this document at suburban temperature data, the days of the week during lockdown periods. And they're saying that, the team have also been working with the Victorian Environmental Protection Authority, contributing to a global study of 80 to 100 cities. So this isn't just Melbourne in Australia that they're doing this in. I guarantee you, they have tested the whole world. It may even be your city that they've done a similar study in. But the problem is that because this is such a multi-layered attack, people don't generally have the time to go and read an entire, 80-page report. This one's not 80 pages, but many of them are. Even over that, to go and dissect all of these documents. And again, I say, most of the time, there is a desired outcome. Of course, the new desired outcome is their new cult religion of climate change. And everything that they do within these studies, within these documents, is geared towards that desired outcome of creating the problem and giving you the solution, which, of course, always results in more and more of your civil liberties being eroded. you know, they talk about humans contributing to urban warmth through anthropogenic emissions. But this is talking about breathing. They're saying that your breath contributes to global warming. What are they going to do to stop you from breathing? Well, the whole plan is to lock you in your city, your little smart city, and limit you to 30 minutes of travel. That is what everything that I'll be going through today proves. And it's not just Australian studies that are showing this. This is in line with what the United Nations is planning. They praise the Melbourne experiment. They praise, Australia's response to COVID-19, like we somehow handled it. How many times did we hear in the media that Australia responded so well and we've managed the pandemic? Meanwhile, because we're such a highly injected population, our hospitalizations are through the roof, our injected deaths are through the roof, and this is happening globally because of this clot shot. We'll be back right after the break to break down more of these smart cities locking you into your home, no more than 30 minutes travel, right after the break.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, Maria Z from ZMedia.com. It is Sunday, the 28th of August, and Alex has graciously asked me to host this Sunday's broadcast. Today, we're talking about why the statement that Australia is the testing ground of the New World Order is absolutely irrefutable, and why it's important for you to know and understand the tactics that they used in our country to make sure that they don't do the same thing to you. I truly believe that in order to fight something or stand against something, you have to know what you're standing against. So we're talking about the Melbourne experiment, a document produced by Monash University, and the fact that they are saying that humans contribute to urban warmth through anthropogenic emissions, essentially telling you that you are not allowed to breathe. They speak about the air pollution levels for Melbourne and regionally from satellite observations were drastically reduced during lockdown. So all of the benefits of lockdowns, we know that what they say are benefits of lockdowns, we know that lockdowns achieve nothing as far as the virus or so-called virus is concerned. But really, for their plans, these lockdowns are something that they have planned ongoing, because their new religion of climate change and Mother Earth is going to be something that they so viciously protect. So they used Australia and Melbourne in particular, again, over 260 days in lockdown as the beta test to see how long they could keep people locked in their homes, how far they could push the people for the greater good. And this is exactly what they're going to do next time when it comes to climate lockdowns. And mark my words, that will happen. They go on to talk about recommendation for a post-COVID-19 recovery of the world, and they say that they want to encourage behaviors that were found to reduce heat levels and pollution during COVID-19. This could include working from home and fewer private vehicles on the road. So let's talk about working from home. Working from home is great. It gives people flexibility. It allows them to reduce their spending. It also gives your employer the opportunity to not increase your wages, because they say that your costs of getting to work are less. It also it reduces the human interaction. How many people were depressed during lockdowns because they were working from home? They couldn't handle being on Zooms all the time. They want to limit that human interaction as much as possible, because they're conditioning you for the metaverse, because life under their complete totalitarian dystopian nightmare is going to be so unbearable that you'll be so depressed sitting in your lounge room wanting to escape reality that you plug into the metaverse, a fake reality where you can create some sort of a life that isn't so horrible. And I'm not exaggerating here, because they want you depressed. They want you weak. They want you malnourished. They plan on doing it. They plan on reducing your ability to eat meat and nutrients. Codex Alimentarius. Let's call poisons nutrients. Let's call nutrients poisons. Let's reclassify everything that's good for you as a poison. And this is exactly what they've done. They've been rewriting knowledge. And so everything that they do and plan in these documents, again, It's like a reverse of a study where they say, well, here's our desired outcome, and we're going to tell you what you need. We're going to tell you what's good for you. You don't get to decide for yourself anymore. So it even goes on to say this will be tested in a living lab through real world experimentation. And again, I said earlier, They've said that it is a test that's happening in collaboration with between 80 to 100 cities worldwide. So it could be your city that you live in. You don't even know. But they're using the language that this is a living lab test. They consider you a lab rat. I spoke to someone recently. I was out in public and a lady said to me, oh, I recognize you from the internet. And she said, but, you know, I stopped tuning in because COVID's done now and, you know, everything's back to normal. And I said, you have no idea, do you? You have no idea that you were the lab rat. They tested on you to see how far you could go and they are banking on you believing that things are just going back to normal. Little do you know that you're going to be trapped in this little smart city, confined to a 30-minute perimeter, and I'll show you that in a moment. They talk about digital technology in this document, and they say the successful contact tracing, tracking, screening, and testing rely on innovative technology and have been used globally to contain and mitigate the virus. Well, there's been no mitigation of the virus. There's no containment of the virus that's actually happened. That's a lie. In fact, all of the evidence is showing us that these injections are actually self-spreading. They spread the spike protein. They spread people. I've heard reports. I mean, I get people all the time in my Telegram channel saying, you know, I spent time in a car with people that were recently injected and now I have all these symptoms. People that have treated vaccine injured people have all these symptoms. So there's no mitigation of the virus. But this is, they talk about it, successful contact tracing, tracking and screening. And you already know that they're preparing us for the next pandemic. Bill Gates has spoken about this openly. We have to prepare for the next pandemic. This is the reason why Australia is, you know, creating this vaccine economy because we're preparing for the next pandemic. Hang on a second. Weren't we told that this was a 1 in 100 year event? Weren't we told that this is a rare event? Why is it that we are being conditioned now to accept the fact that pandemics are just a normal way of life? Viruses are a normal way of life. This is just the norm now. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's got to do with all of the research happening in the bio labs where they can just, you know, program their little virus through AI and all of the DNA testing that they've been doing, the gene collecting, the DNA collecting all across the globe enables them to just program something to kill the next lot of people off. This is literally the world that we're living in. It sounds totally crazy, but I know that the people that tune into this broadcast are switched on intelligent people, and I know that you all know that what I'm saying is absolutely correct. Alex has been warning us about this for years. Back to the Melbourne experiment document, and I'll move on from this document in a minute, but this is crucial. This opens up a wide and novel research domain where the internet can be reconceptualized as a human behavioral laboratory at a global scale. They are telling you that the internet will be reconceptualized as a human behavioral laboratory at a global scale. In the next segment, I'm going to go into what the United Nations has to say about the Melbourne experiment and then talk to you about the smart cities that are already planned here in Australia. I touched on this with Alex the last time I was on his show. We've literally got street furniture that's going to monitor human behavior. You've got the Internet of Things where every single person that's in the city, everything you do is going to be visible to the person next to you. So you'll be self-policing. You think censorship is bad now where we have to use silly words on social media to cover the truth? Wait until your neighbor is policing you. We'll be right back in the next segment.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil in all the studies does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans and our big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who've been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday broadcast. I'm your host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com. We're talking about the plan of the globalists to enslave the whole world in 30-minute smart cities based on the Melbourne experiment right here in the testing ground of the New World Order that is Australia. So we went through a Monash University document. Now we're talking about the UN Chronicle, which is dated the 28th of January, 2021. One where they reference the Melbourne experiment. They said COVID-19, sustainable development, and the Melbourne experiment. So they are talking about, within this document, you know, the Melbourne experiment to build back better. Governments need to do this, that, and the other. I won't bore you with the details, but basically in here they've talked about a survey of COVID-19 responses to understand behavior, scrub they call it. And of course, all of these people went in and completed this survey, which is essentially just human data collection, which is what they've been doing this whole time. They call it a living lab, this Melbourne experiment. And the UN is so proud of it because this is what they want to do to everyone. They want to treat you all like lab rats. And then these people go and, you know, complete these surveys thinking they're helping the government do better next time. You're contributing to their data collection and the problem. But here's the thing. Eventually, we won't even need to do surveys because everything will be visible in the Internet of Things. You'll be policed. Every move that you make, every thought that you have that's linked to their Internet of Things will be publicly available, so you'll be self-policing, so terrified to even have an independent thought. And that is the reality of where these people want to go if we don't stop them and if we don't wake people up. They go on to talk about the Melbourne Digital City model in this UN report, and it says that the project is conducting a pilot in Melbourne, investigating how to plan and design 20-minute neighbourhoods in the post COVID-19 city. Already in January of 2021, they're talking about 20-minute neighborhoods. Now, again, they say 20 minutes. The plan really is for a 30-minute city, and that is evidenced in a number of places. But what I want to talk to you about is the organization CLARA, that is which stands for the Consolidated Land and Rail Australia. This organization, CLARA, are actually they've posted the high speed rail. They're talking about the smart cities that they're going to be pioneering on the east coast of Australia, which just so happens to be the place that's getting rain constantly. We've been told it's been blamed on La Nina, which of course is not a new thing, but we've been told that it's going to happen for the next 6 months. We're going to have wild weather, and this is of course due to climate change. Immediately we've declared a climate emergency in one of our states. We've now got a climate change bill in Australia that's passed parliament with no pushback, mind you. Within the climate change bill of 2022, there is zero detail on how they're actually going to tackle climate change. There are zero strategies. It just references the Paris Agreement of 2015, which, again, has no strategies. It talks about gender equality being a climate change problem and how climate change impacts women's domestic duties, but zero solutions as to how they're actually going to fight it. And of course, we know that all of their plans for alternative energy, I mean, they're not even ready for that. It's just unbelievable. But I want the team to play this quick clip from CLARA, and then we'll break down that clip, because everything that they do is they present to you this wonderful idea, and it sounds great. And this is the modern age of propaganda. This is how they do it. This is modern warfare. Lying to you, telling you that what they're offering you is good, and you don't need your former way of living. You don't need traditional family values. You don't need to have freedom of movement, because we're going to offer you a solution that's good for the planet and saving the koalas or whatever. But here's the clip of CLARA, if the team have got it ready, and then we'll do an analysis on that.
Spread across the globe, there are cities considered the most livable in the world. Cities such as Melbourne, Copenhagen, Vienna, and Geneva. Understanding what makes these cities attractive is a key factor in planning for the future.
Highly livable cities share a bunch of attributes. They're walkable and have good public transport. They have jobs and educational opportunities.
You feel safe, connected to the people in your neighbourhood, and you like living there because it has its own unique sense of place and character.
Add to that affordable housing and lifestyle, and well, who wouldn't want to live there?
Livable, sustainable, connected. That's what makes a city attractive. It's also what makes it a hub for economic, social and cultural life. Livable means that a city's design is human-centric, neighbourhood-based, vibrant and affordable. A sustainable city is self-sufficient, uses less energy, and enables a more environmentally aware lifestyle. A connected city includes physical connections, technological networks, and human relationships.
The CLARA plan brings together six place pillars to create livable, sustainable, and connected cities.
These pillars, or founding principles, are the key to CLARA's long-term success and underpin every aspect of design and planning.
By focusing on people and place from the start, the cities will naturally continue to attract new residents, businesses, creativity, and ideas.
So they kept repeating the words livable, highly livable. Well, what's not livable about the places that we live now? What's not livable about a rural area? Why do you need to keep reminding us that these cities are livable? What is it about the country that's not livable? What is it about living in the mountains that's not livable? The level of thinking and propaganda that's gone into this language, and these people understand the power of words. So they use specific language when they sell you their ideas. And the problem here is, you know, the whole idea of a smart city, sure, it's great. I don't have to travel more than half an hour to get to work. A lot of people, you know, especially here in Sydney, my goodness, 2 hours sometimes in the car in peak hour traffic. Fair enough. But the problem is that they don't want to give you the choice of living in these highly livable cities. They want to push you into living into these highly livable cities, which is why they have to keep marketing it that way. Because they don't want people living in urban areas. And shortly we'll go through the map. One of the maps here in Australia, in Sydney, where they plan on splitting the city up into three districts, what they call districts. And it actually has the borders of where they don't want you to go past. Now, they don't say that, and we'll get into that in a moment. But going back to this Clara video, so they talk about connected. Now, in the government grants for all of the smart cities, and there are many different projects that are happening in Australia. I broke this down a while ago. You can find it on my website, Australia's Smart Cities Revealed. They talk about smart lights, smart parking. All of these things are great concepts. But then there's also street furniture that monitors human behavior and reports back to the Internet of Things. Of course, this is sold as, well, we're going to monitor pedestrian activity to help us, you know, manage traffic and manage the movement of people. Well, what do you need to manage the movement of people for? It really is about linking everyone to the Internet of Things. And how are they going to achieve that? Well, that's going to be through digital ID. Well, we'll talk about digital ID a bit later on in the broadcast, but basically this is already happening. Here in Australia, you've got directors of companies that are not able to continue being a director unless they get a digital ID. This isn't something that's coming. This is already here. This is already here in Australia, compulsory, mandatory, one number, a universal number, international. Everyone in the world will know your number, or every global government will know your number. And you can't conduct business without it. And you keep that number for the rest of your life. And it's linked to your bank account. It's linked to your credit cards. It's linked to your home, energy consumption. And ultimately, your social credit score. Will be back right after this break to delve more into all of those topics.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to this Sunday's broadcast of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com with three E's. We're talking about smart cities and the plan for total global enslavement through these smart cities that they're not really giving you a choice about. They want you in those cities. We know that the World Economic Forum said that people will be pushed into urban areas as part of Agenda 2030, and this is exactly what this is all about. You know, we've got mainstream media here in Australia reporting on building back better for the Lismore flood victims. Over 50,000 people reportedly displaced from their homes as a result of this flooding. And they're openly telling us about their cloud seeding projects. We just had, I believe it was Japan, talking about how proud they are about weather modification. And I mean, you know, they don't even hide this stuff anymore. But I want to get into this website, greatercities.au, where they actually talk about these districts. And this is where the team did a great job before they brought up the map of the districts. It describes the plan to split Sydney, the city of Sydney, into a metropolis of three cities with the use of the words districts, right? This is dystopian stuff, guys. The plan is that most residents will live within 30 minutes of all services, including their jobs. Well, what's so sinister about that? What happens when you leave your district or you leave the boundary? See, on that map that you're looking at now, you can see the yellow borders. This is what they call the district boundary. Now, I want to acknowledge here that, you know, this is regular language that councils may use. They may talk about district boundaries or region boundaries, you know, certain government organizations that are allocated to looking after these districts or regions. You know, we won't ignore that. But the reality is that they talk about the fact that they don't want you leaving this area because it's bad for the environment. And if you look at that district, anyone who's familiar with the city of Sydney, you would notice that the edge of those yellow borders there are actually pretty much where you start to get I mean, apart from a couple of suburbs there, you start to get more, greener places. You get the mountains. You get forest land. They don't want you living in there. See, they want to push you into these three districts where everything is connected. They go on to talk about collaborative leadership being an essential factor in successful innovation of districts around the world. And the alliance, they make reference to the alliance, will enable a unified voice and a long-term perspective. This is the plan for the whole world to put you into these districts. Now, what is the digital ID going to enable them to do? Well, what happens when you leave your district? What happens when you go even 1 meter outside of your district? We know that during the lockdowns here in Australia, they actually said to us that we can't travel more than 10 kilometers from our homes. Then it was 5 kilometers from our homes because apparently COVID knows the difference between 5 and 6 kilometers. You're not going to catch it. If you travel 5 kilometers, you won't spread it. But if you travel 6, then COVID will spread. This is the lunacy of what we went through. And they even went to the stage of saying that even if grocery stores are more than 5 kilometres here in Western Sydney, they said even if grocery stores are more than 5 kilometres, you can't travel to that grocery store. They later backflipped on that, but that was real advice for the so-called management of the virus that happened during the lockdown. So this was a conditioning tool for telling you what you can and can't eat, what you can and can't, where you can and can't go. You know, 5 minutes ago, they were selling you the great Aussie dream of, and the great American dream of owning your own home and having something to pass on to your generations. And now all of a sudden it's, you'll own nothing, you'll be happy. It's a complete backflip. And the reason why is because everything that they've sold you about human success has depended on people trusting the system, trusting the corporations. Go to uni, get a corporate job, you know, climb the corporate ladder so that you can afford the great Aussie dream or the great American dream. Meanwhile, they're removing land titles. And, you know, now the Australian government has this tactic of, oh, well, first homes are so unaffordable that the government's going to help you by giving you more of an incentive to buy, but they're going to own 40% of your home. And eventually that'll be 100% because they don't want you to own anything. They don't want you to have any type of independence. So back to these districts, you know, they even had a map at the time of the lockdowns where you could punch in your address and it would show you a circle of exactly how far you're allowed to travel based on whatever nonsense science told you that you can't leave your district. So when they implement these digital IDs, and again, mandatory for company directors here in Australia already as of November, this year you cannot own a company unless you have a digital ID. So as Alex always says, it's a corporate takeover. Why does he say that? Well, because they start with the corporations first. People are more interested in their pocket than living independently and trying to find a way to live outside of the system. And the reality is that we're resourceful individuals. We don't need their system. We can build our own system, but not enough people want to do it, and it's just easier to be plugged into their matrix. But the digital ID will be locked to your social security number, your Medicare, your health care. They'll be sharing your info with private corporations and you'll have no privacy. No one knows who these private corporations are, or if we know who they are, we don't know what agenda is behind that. Your tax file number, your car registration, your credit card, everything will be linked to this digital ID. So what happens when you leave your district? When you leave that little border, what happens if you want to go to the mountains one day outside of your district? What, all of a sudden your social credit score is impacted, your tax file number so you can't work, your healthcare? What if you're a diabetic and you go and you eat a donut? What, all of a sudden your private health insurance is cancelled? You're not able to access medical services. The digital ID is so dangerous. It is, and they've used COVID And their whole, oh, well, the tracking and tracing that we did during COVID, look how well the Melbourne experiment went. Look how well the other countries went. This human living lab has enabled us to look after the climate. And we've, you know, you can see how this all links. So they've used that as an excuse to roll out this global digital ID, but all that it spells is complete digital enslavement. You won't be able to make one move without the government watching everything that you do. And it'll all, I mean, who's to say? They backflip on this stuff all the time. Last 5 minutes ago, we were in threat of an ice age. Now we're at threat of global warming. So the science can change at any given time. The science around climate change, the science around your health can change at any given time. And they can, you know, the control that they will have through the digital IDs is limitless. Because at any given moment, they could just simply say, well, the science has changed now. That we've already seen them doing that. I saw a recent statement from the German health minister. It was the most ridiculous thing. He was saying that, oh, well, the unvaccinated are a risk. This is their excuse for continuing to push the injections on the unvaccinated, who, if you're not injected by now, you're probably never getting injected, right? They're saying the unvaccinated are more of a risk because when you're vaccinated, you're more likely to get the virus quicker, develop symptoms quicker, and go and get tested. Whereas if you're unvaccinated, you're likely to develop symptoms a lot slower. That makes no sense whatsoever. And none of what they do makes sense. You've got the International Energy Agency demanding, excuse me, worldwide lockdowns. Forgive me, guys. Worldwide lockdowns to meet climate goals. This is how they're going to do it. Through their new religion of climate change. And in this IEA, International Energy Agency, 10-point plan to cut oil use, they want to reduce the speed limits. Okay, fine. Excuse me. Reduce speed limits. Okay, that's fine. Make public transport cheaper. Fine. Car-free Sundays in large cities. They don't want you driving a vehicle. And if you do drive a vehicle, they want it to be electric so that you can't leave your district. And if you do, they just switch it off. Look how easy it will be when everything is linked. As part of the plan, they want more people working from home up to 3 days a week where possible. Again, going into that working from home cell where, you know, it's a good thing. You get more freedom working from home. You have more time. Your expenses are less. Meanwhile, all of your social interaction is completely gone. We'll wrap up this information in the next segment, and then we'll start taking some calls if people have questions about Australia.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.